What might the future of business flight sound like? Perhaps like this. From the National Business Aviation Association, this is Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs with your trusted source for business aviation news. The speed of sound continues to be a speed limit for business aviation, in large part because of the sonic boom mock flight creates. But what if that sound were reduced to a whisper? What you just heard is an experimental sonic boom created by a NASA FA-18, part of an ongoing research program to quiet sonic booms to the point where they're no longer a dreaded nuisance here on Earth.
The breakthrough probably got the most press is in the mid-2000s when flight tests were conducted, I believe on an old vintage F-5, and you may recognize it's quite unique nose, to really determine that you can shape the sonic boom and really reduce the rise time. And the resulting effect of that is that the perceived noise level is quickly reduced. If you look at an aircraft like the Concorde, it had a perceived noise level at about 105 decibels.
But Jens Hennig, Vice President of Operations at the General Aviation Manufacturers Association, says current technology has reduced that to around 80 decibels, close to the point where most people might consider the sound acceptable. There have also been significant advances in heat dissipation technology and synthetic vision, for example. Now, two companies say they hope to produce a prototype supersonic business jet within the next 6 years. But if you build it, will they come?
About 12 years ago, we did a large survey for a number of the possible players, sort of a consortium of the supersonic business jet market. And looking back from the standpoint of, I believe it was 2002, we were pretty convinced that the market was at least 20 to 24 per year. It's probably higher than that now.
Analyst Richard Abalafia at the Thiel Group says that market may be significantly larger when you consider the appeal a supersonic business jet would have to militaries around the world. But both he and Hennig acknowledge there are still barriers to overcome. Consider Hennig's next point.
The third technology area that we believe needs to also be addressed is really air traffic flow.
In most cases, Hennig says air traffic procedures and flow management policies are geared for flight at speeds less than 0.82 Mach. Even if sonic booms are quieted, he says, there's still the issue of interweaving supersonic aircraft among those flying at subsonic speeds. And then Abalafia points out, there's the cost.
To buy the plane, you're going to have higher cost to put fuel in the plane and maintain the plane. And then you're talking about a step increase in the pilots, too, who have the sort of supersonic experience.
Hennig says even as manufacturers continue working toward commercially built prototypes, he hopes NASA will build a so-called X-plane, one that would serve as a concept demonstrator platform that would help convince the public and lawmakers to reconsider the current ban on overland supersonic flight in this country and around the world. I'll have more business aviation news for you in just a moment. But first, let's check in with the airplane geeks on what's coming up in their next podcast. Here's Robert Mark.
This week on the Airplane Geeks Show, we'll talk to Doug Stewart, Executive Director of SAFE, the Society of Aviation and Flight Educators, about the flight instructor's role in developing the next generation of pilots. That's airplanegeeks.com, where we talk aviation.
NBAA has six regional representatives throughout the country working hard on behalf of our membership and the business aviation community. They get involved with key local and regional issues that affect your business and flight operation, including access to airports and airspace, airport policies, environmental protocols, safety and security protocols, and taxes. Reach out to your regional representative today. You'll find more information on the website at nbaa.org/regional.
Welcome back to NBAA's Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs. NBAA encourages recurrent training for dispatchers. In fact, the organization recently teamed up with Jeppesen to host two recurrent training sessions for dispatchers. Well, now NBAA is making available a recurrent training webinar at no cost to members. For more information, check the website. And that's the latest from the National Business Aviation Association. I'm Pete Combs. Thanks for listening to Flight Plan.